Hi, this is Ayanna returning the call back from customer support. May I assist you today?
I have been given a refund number or a cancellation for a catalog. Anyway, I just wanted to know how soon you will be processing that. Do you understand my question?
Yes, ma'am. I thought you were still explaining. If you could provide me with your zip code, ma'am, I could try to access the account to see what went on with your account as far as you say you calling about a refund.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes ma'am. What's your zip code?
64117. And I have a cancellation number here, if that helps me.
And you said it was 64117. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
4101 North Walrond Avenue, Kansas City, Missouri, 64117.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Give me one second, ma'am. And you said the previous agent did say that she was getting a refund?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
I'm here, ma'am. Give me one second, okay?
Oh, okay.
Stay here, give me one second. And I'm here, ma'am. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
Okay, ma'am. I do see where you did talk to a previous agent, but I also see here where they just said they was going to cancel your account out. What I am able to do is only give you 50% of the $67.32 back, which I can have $33.66 in your account within 3 to 5 business days. But unfortunately, ma'am, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That's not acceptable. I just can't afford that, and I wouldn't have signed up for that unless there'd been some sort of deceivery. You're gonna have to do better than 50%. You know.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand, but I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, it was stated in the terms and conditions that was listed with the sweet state that you entered for the cookware piece.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You're talking too fast for me to understand.
Yes, ma'am, it was listed in the terms and conditions, but unfortunately, ma'am, due to the terms and conditions, I am only able to give you 50% of your money back. That's even with my friends and family discount. So I am able to give you half of your money back, ma'am. So you're not losing all of it, which is $33.66. But that's the best I can do. I'm so sorry about that.
Well, I appreciate your apology, but I'm going to have to ask to speak to your supervisor, that's just not good enough. We're talking about $67 here, time that gas is $3.50 a gallon. I just can't afford to lose that kind of money for something that I didn't really know about.
Yes, ma'am, I understand it.
So do I need to speak to someone else in order to get more of my my purchase of some sort, so-called membership? There is nothing mentioned.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that, but unfortunately, ma'am, that's the best I can do.
That's why I asked to speak to your supervisor. I'm sure that they will be able to help me with more than 50%. So I thank you for what you're offering, but I need to speak to someone in the supervisor position.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am. I'm gonna transfer you to a supervisor.
And Ken for the account.
Thank you.
And I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just putting your information so I can get you transferred over to someone higher that you can talk to about this, okay?
Okay. What information did you need?
I didn't need anything from you, ma'am. I was just letting you know that I was putting your information in to transfer you over to a supervisor. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I understand now.
Okay, ma'am, I am transferring you to a supervisor. Again, this is Ariana. They helped you. Thank you for calling customer support.
And thank you.